Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Andhra Pradesh and launch of key development projects. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Neelab Srivastav, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was in Andhra Pradesh today. He was on a day-long tour to the state. And as per what the government has informed, this particular tour is related to the initiation and inauguration of a number of development projects for the state, around 13,340 crore worth of projects that the PM has inaugurated. He has also addressed a public rally in Kurnool. These projects are in the larger domains, if I can speak about, is about industry, power, railways, roads, defense manufacturing, petroleum and natural gas. And after a visit to the temple in the Nandyal district, the Prime Minister then went to Kurnool. He spoke to the people there. He had delivered a speech there. So Suresh, I'll come to you. The Prime Minister has stressed on Atmanirbhar Bharat, whether it is his other sojourns or other trips, visits that he makes across the country. But the rallying point or the center point of his conversations with the public, the governments at large, has always been about the kind of development work being undertaken under his government and the self-reliant India or Atmanirbhar Bharat he always speaks. Why do you think is this tour to the state of Andhra Pradesh important?
Absolutely. First of all, Andhra has always been, I would say, the pivot of a lot of development down south. And you have had progressive regimes there. And today it is being led by somebody, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, who was earlier, who used to be called as the CEO of Andhra Pradesh. Very forward-looking, far-sighted chief minister who had turned Hyderabad into Cyberabad. And he is somebody who is a visionary. And obviously you have a prime minister who is certainly a visionary and who has given all of us a dream of a Viksit Bharat when India becomes, you know, completes 100 years as an independent country, you know, 1947 to 2047. And this is the Amrit Kal, that is from the Amrit Mahotsav we have had in 2022 to next 25 years, where all out efforts are going to be made to make India a superpower, a developed country in every sense of the term. So that is why power, transmission, roads, railways, these found reflection even in the kind of projects that were inaugurated today. But at the same time, that our development will be rooted in our culture, our civilization. This was amplified by the Prime Minister's visit to Srisailam, the Mallikarjuna, which is one of our Jyotirlingas, 12 Jyotirlingas in the country. So he started the Vikas Yatra, if I may say so, by first offering prayers at Mallikarjuna. So I think that it's a combination of that spirituality which has guided India through the centuries, which has built India's strong foundations, and on that we are building the edifice of development. And I think that Andhra, there could not have been a more conducive place for this than Andhra Pradesh, which has always had a progressive leadership, which has looked at taking country to the next level, the southern part of the country to the next level. People from Andhra are doing well, extremely well, all over the world. And these projects are certainly going to contribute not only in generation of employment, lakhs of employment, but also in providing, I would say, an impetus to development for the rest of the country also.
Before we go ahead, let us listen to Prime Minister's speech.
कि 2047 में आजादी के जब 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत होके रहेगा चंद्रबाबू अभी बाबू ने बहुत ही भावना के साथ अपने विचारों को व्यक्त किया लेकिन मैं विश्वास से कहता हूं कि 21वीं सदी हिंदुस्तान की सदी होने वाली है.
Mr. Suresh, the PM spoke about the 21st century being the century of India. You mentioned about Viksit Bharat 2047, the rallying point, the core points for a Prime Minister's speech anywhere when he's specifically talking about development issues. He speaks about being self-reliant and then moving at a very fast pace. He also spoke about India being made a manufacturing hub. So you said we all know that Hyderabad and this, the link to Cyberabad, the kind of IT technology companies that are there. Why do you think is the thrust on these issues, is this very specific and local to Andhra Pradesh, or this has got a pan-India appeal?
I think the development has got a pan-India appeal. That is why the Prime Minister has always been speaking about Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas. So, you know, this is very important that this is a development which is for all. For the first time, we used to think about, you know, Garibi Hatao and all that. But from there, today, the emphasis of the Prime Minister is no more on poverty alleviation or literacy, But we are looking at the steps much beyond that. We are looking at development to develop the country holistically in terms of ports, in terms of airports, in terms of aviation, in terms of infrastructure, you name it, education, health services. And this is also not just industrial or infrastructure development, but also social development. Look at the LPG bottling plant that has been unveiled today. The whole idea is that, you know, that entire area is going to get LPG gas at a much, you would say, that easier way than they're being shipped from other parts of the country. Now, you have a huge bottling plant which will cater to not only the four districts in Andhra Pradesh, but also neighboring Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. So this is the kind of development that is being looked at, where we have, the Prime Minister had launched the Ujjwala Yojana, where today our women folk don't have to actually, you know, they were developing all kinds of diseases due to use of fossil fuel and stuff like that. But today, thanks to Ujjwala Yojana, they are using clean methods for cooking, which has helped us in reducing the number of illness also in these areas.
Right.
So we have to look at it even from the women's empowerment point of view.
If I can just speak about certain projects that the Prime Minister inaugurated today. One was the laying the foundation stone for the transmission system, strengthening the Kurnool 3 pooling station. This comes at an investment of ₹2,880 crore. There is also a project that includes a construction of 765 kV double circuit pooling station. Also, there is a foundation stone laid for the 6-lane greenfield highway that will connect Sabhavaram to Shilanagar at a cost of 960 crore. The PM also spoke about, now we are just round the corner, Diwali is the festival of Deepavali is just round the corner, and he spoke about GST reforms. We all know that the government has initiated this last month, September 22 was the date when these GST reforms kicked in. So the PM spoke about it, the kind of fillip to the markets and the kind of economy boost that it is expected to give.
GST mein bhi bhari katauti ki gayi hai. Mujhe dekhkar bahut khushi hai ki Nara Lokesh Garu ke netritv mein yahan log जीएसटी बचत उत्सव को सेलिब्रेट कर रहे हैं. आप इतनी सफलता से सुपर जीएसटी सुपर सेविंग अभियान भी चला रहे हैं. मुझे बताया गया है कि आंध्र प्रदेश लोगों को नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से 8,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की सेविंग होगी. ये सेविंग इस बार त्योहारों का आनंद और बढ़ा रही है.
So, your thoughts on what PM has always mentioned about the GST reforms?
Well, absolutely. GST reforms have certainly brought in a lot of cheer in the market. Today, you have much more money in circulation after that. People are now freely spending, which they were always reluctant to spend. Today, there are only 2 slabs. And within those slabs, the people are getting a lot of benefits, particularly of products which are of common use, which are of important, I would say, that fundamental use to the common citizens. They have all been made cheaper. But on the other hand, products which are harmful to the people, whether it is smoking or drinking, they have all been made expensive. Or chewing tobacco, they have all been made expensive. So we are taking care of our citizens' health also. But at the same time, the day-to-day use items have been brought at 5%, and which is certainly an immense benefit which has been passed on to the consumers at large. But I would also say that the projects that you mentioned, you see, this, the roads that are being, the greenfield highway that has been proposed. Now, that is going to decongest Visakhapatnam like anything. And Visakhapatnam is a city, which is a port city, which has a lot of traffic. And this is certainly going to, you know, help in that. So I think that the entire effort it, today also, you see, whether it's the eastern peripheral near Delhi or the expressways that have been built. Now, what is happening is that now development is being taken to all the corners of the country. Now, logistics is not an issue at all. These high-powered focus on this electricity, the projects that have been unveiled today,
right,
is also going to ensure, you know, industrialization at the grassroots level. Because when there is uninterrupted power supply, that will certainly attract investors to invest money in these areas.
Right.
So this is going to promote industrialization, which in turn would promote employment.
Right. Before we go ahead, let us once again listen to what the PM had to say.
Andhra mein मैन्युफैक्चरिंग तेजी से बढ़ रही है. निम्मलुरु में एडवांस नाइट विजन फैक्ट्री का आरंभ. रक्षा क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता प्राप्त करने की दिशा में एक और कदम है. फैक्ट्री से नाइट विजन उपकरणों, मिसाइलों के लिए सेंसर और ड्रोन गार्ड सिस्टम बनाने का भारत का सामर्थ्य बढ़ेगा. यहां बने उपकरण भारत के डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट्स को भी नई ऊंचाई देंगे और अभी ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में तो भारत के बनी चीजों की ताकत हमने देख ली है.
The Prime Minister spoke about futuristic technology, Mr. Suresh. This was, and he also mentioned Operation Sindoor during his speech. We all know what Operation Sindoor has achieved. It is, was a military operation against Pakistan in retaliation to the Pahalgam attacks against the tourists. So he spoke about developing the drone technology. Nowadays, we listen so get to hear so much about drones, artificial intelligence and machine learning, AI and ML as it is abbreviated. I think the thrust of the Prime Minister has always been on these subjects.
Absolutely. And we have seen it, rightly as pointed out by the Prime Minister. We have seen the impact of drone technology during the recent Indo-Pak conflict, Operation Sindoor. We have seen that how we have been able to prevent a lot of drone attacks, and also we have been able to go deep inside enemy territory and create problems for the enemy with our drone technology. So I think that Kurnool once upon a time was for a brief period the capital of Andhra Pradesh also. So Kurnool being developed as a hub certainly is a welcome step, and I believe that in India earlier we used to only export only ammunition, but today India is exporting BrahMos. India is now manufacturing, as you rightly pointed out, has become a manufacturing hub as against a services hub. And today we are manufacturing high-end defense equipment. We are building tanks. We are building our own light combat aircraft. So I think that this focus where our the big thing is that the public-private partnership is there. Earlier, we never trusted the private players in. But today, thanks to government's open policies, a lot of private sector enterprises have entered into defense production. And that is boosting defense, not only defense production, but also defense exports to many parts of the world.
The Prime Minister, when he speaks about these different issues, certain schemes of the government of India, you also mentioned about them. I'll take you to a global context, not only Andhra Pradesh perspective, Indian perspective. When we talk about the global conflicts that are taking place, the supply chain constraints, the kind of dependence on energy resources that India has specifically, all these schemes, are these connected to the entire the gamut of the kind of energy resources required by India and the kind of self-reliance that India has to achieve, whether it comes to manufacturing of semiconductors or sourcing of the crude or other such raw materials so that the country goes ahead and achieves the target of the 5 economy?
Absolutely. You see, because you never know how geopolitics turns, overnight. You can have a very friendly country suddenly imposing huge tariffs on India. And we cannot be dependent, A big country with big dreams like India cannot be dependent on some other country or some other countries for its technological requirements. And given the fact that India is one of the biggest manpowers when it comes to software technology, I think India has the capacity, Indians have the capacity to turn dreams into reality. And that is why the Prime Minister's focus is on not manufacturing, earlier we used to be happy manufacturing some cold drinks and soft drinks and stuff like that. But today, our entire focus is on manufacturing and exporting high-end technological goods, whether it is silicon chips or aircraft. So the entire focus is on manufacturing, and the whole idea of it being self-reliance. The whole idea is that we become independent, even in terms of data protection. So that is the kind of support that the Prime Minister and the Government of India is giving to entrepreneurs to make India self-reliant in every aspect.
Right. Before we end, I would also like to mention to our listeners about the PM laying a foundation stone for the Oravakkal industrial area. This is in Kurnool, and again, one more industrial area in Kadapa, district of Kadapa. This comes at an investment of 4,920 crore. And as per the government statement, this National Industrial Corridor Development and Implementation Trust, this will be working along with the Andhra Pradesh government, and these hubs are expected to attract as much as investment as to 21,000 crore rupees. So a number of initiatives within this one-day trip of the Prime Minister to Andhra Pradesh. Thank you for speaking to us, Mr. Suresh.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Andhra Pradesh and launch of key development projects. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Neelab Srivastav, journalist.
Spotlight.